Welcome back, everybody, to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase. Sitting next to me right here
is Lewis Smith.
Bougie, bougie. Bougie, bougie. All right. We just got some new mics, so crispy for you guys.
Yep. We're living the lavish life.
The lavish life.
Ooh. Living the lavish life. The triple L's of life.
Living the lavish life. That's going to be our new tagline.
That's sick. That needs to be a sticker.
Okay.
Speaking of stickers, how's your sticker?
Oh, it's, you know, I have so much I have to do now, because 450 stickers.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's gonna take so long to cut. Jeez. Yeah, crazy. What else? We got. If you want a sticker, just DM me on Instagram at Crisp Cut Stickers or Cut with Perfection. I think is my handle, but. It'll be in the description. Double check that. If you want a high school life sticker, I'll hit you up with one. What should we make the price?
A lot. They can pay millions.
$15 a sticker.
$15 a sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we gonna talk about today, Lewis?
We're gonna talk about what you want to talk about first.
What did y'all want to talk about? You said you. Kate, hold on. What did?
Oh.
You
yeah, okay,
texted me.
I remember now.
Not the second
After
thing you told me.
A couple days of not, yeah, just the first one. Okay, my dad actually brought this question up to me, and he said it'd be a fun one to ask interviewers.
Ooh.
But okay. Think if you had to Venmo. No. If you had to pay back your parents for what they spent on you.
Okay.
When you turn 18.
Insert.
Then it's like a bill. So like every time they spend money on you. That bill goes up.
Oh, that would suck. Insert the Elon Musk quote where he says, "My children did not choose to be born, so I owe them everything." Something like that. Paraphrasing right now. But he says that. He goes, "My children did not choose to be born. I owe them everything," or something like that.
Strange.
But.
Yeah, because think about it. Then you'd have a totally different aspect on life. Because, hear me out. Because then you would want your parents not to spend money on you.
Well, yeah.
Because then it just adds up to this bill. And think about how big that bill would be.
Like, how much does it cost to grow a child? One single child, 250 grand? Like that. Yeah. From 0 to 18. That's still a lot of money, though. Like,
that is a lot of money.
Think about that. Yeah. A house right now costs,
well
in this day and age. Friggin' what? $500,000 for a small house?
Yeah.
Like the first trimester we had, I took FCSE is like a family finance class, and for one of our assignments we looked at houses in Utah, and like there was like an average size house like I don't know like just a bit bigger than my house, maybe a little bit bigger than your house too. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whose house is bigger honestly. But
yours is a third floor, so it's probably
small third floor? You have like a big basement, I guess.
Our backyard is huge.
Yeah. So
I don't know. It's probably close to the same.
I don't know.
Square footage, I bet it's the same. Your house is bigger though.
Yeah. But square footage is just house, inside.
Yeah.
Acres or acreage.
Acreage.
Last.
Anyway, continue your.
So I guess four to. Houses weren't even that big.
Costing
over
$100.
Like you can't find a hut for over $200,000.
Yeah,
these days.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
That brings me up to something. Did you hear Joe Biden's conference speech?
The State of the Union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Did you hear what Kamala Harris said about the? Ukraine situation?
No.
Which I want to talk about that as well in a second. But hold on, let me pull it up. I'm starting to do this thing called Meme of the Week on my Instagram. I take all of our political people and meme them. And this is what our Vice President Kamala Harris said. Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong. That is what she said.
This
Vice President Kamala Harris, everybody. gosh.
Ukraine, but a little country. Big bad Russia.
Big bad Russia. Motherland. I've been learning Russian on Duolingo.
No way.
Yeah. It's funny, actually though. Not that bad.
Really?
Like, I can't speak it yet, but I've learned some of the word alphabets. Alphabets, the letters.
Channy knows it, right?
Oh, yeah. So he's in my German class.
Right.
And he's like, so we had another different German teacher this try because I don't know why. Our other one wanted to teach psychology, I guess.
Ms. Heredman?
Yes, he wanted to teach psychology this try.
Interesting.
Instead of 2B. All the B students go to, not like the B grade, but like second the time, kind second of part two. Part two of the German class. Part two of the second trimester of German goes to this new teacher who's fresh. He's still pretty young, but
do you like him?
He's chill. He's really funny, actually.
Cool.
But yeah, can we talk about the Ukraine situation for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Did you hear about the president? What he did?
Mm-mm.
He's insane. He's cracked.
Wait, the Ukrainian? Right?
Yeah.
He says cracked. Some cool stuff.
He's insane. So he was on. I don't know if that's Ukraine's Got Talent. But something like that. Before he became president, he's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just look up. I don't know if he's Ukrainian. I'm not sure. But he was an actor, like kind of like Trump, but
funny.
Cooler than Trump, I guess. So after all this went down, and the Russians came into Ukraine, Joe Biden said to him, "I'm sending a plane to take you out of the country." Right, and then he goes, "I don't want to ride. I need ammo." He's literally on the.
Yeah.
If you see pictures of him, he's literally got a bulletproof vest on. He's on the front lines. It's insane.
Oh yeah, that's so sick.
Like everybody needs a freaking president like that. That's insane.
Instead of Joe Biden
mumbling with his words and Kamala Harris explaining Ukraine like a 2-year-old.
No, did you hear? In his, I can't remember exactly what he says, but he says, "And cancer. Let's just end this once and for all."
No,
I'm like, no, I kid you not. He said something like that. I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but I kid you not. He says, "And let's put an end to this cancer." I'm like, you're just going to solve cancer now? Like, yeah, good job.
He on X Games mode for life.
But like, for real, he was like saying so much stuff like, "And these gas prices, it's a hard time. Don't worry." But
be
like,
happy.
Like, he never, like, in nothing, he didn't, like, give a plan or an idea to fix it. He's just like,
yeah, well, that was mumbo jumbo. I mean, he did hit some good points. Although, if he goes, "Can we flashback to summer 2020 when all that stuff was, like, defund the police?"
Oh, my heavens.
That was what? Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Goodness me gracious. COVID's coming up on 2 years.
That's
when the
crazy,
big shutdowns happened.
Dude.
Yeah.
We were 14.
Nuh-uh.
No. We were 15.
Were we? Yeah, we were 15.
For a second, I was like, whoa.
Those TikToks where it's like, I was 12 when the COVID happened.
And now
I'm 22. 21.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. No. So, yeah. And then he goes, in the State of the Union, "It's not about defund the police. It's about funding the police." I'm like,
fund the police.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Something right here. Something right. Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, that's so funny.
What the
I
heck?
Just love the way he talks. He thinks he's like some super motivational guy. Fund the police. Everyone starts clapping. Suddenly gets like super animated and he's like, "Fund the police."
Did you see what Nancy Pelosi did? So I don't know what Biden said, but Nancy Pelosi stands up
and
rubs her knuckles together like,
yeah, it was when
like what the
everyone was clapping about
was it the fund the police thing? Or
no,
was it COVID?
It was something else. I think it was when he's like, "Don't, I know this is a scary war, but don't worry, it's gonna be okay," in his old like guy voice, right? and she like stands up and goes like, does the little rubbing of
the rubbing of the knuckles.
What?
Did you watch it?
I watched this, like, the highlights of it.
Oh, yeah. We had
the Republican highlights of it.
Republican highlights. Yeah. I saw this meme. It's like, midterms are coming up, so all the liberals are becoming really conservative all of a sudden. like just to please people. Although, yeah.
Well, that cannot be good.
Scary. Oh, scary. Oh my gosh, my computer just about turned off. That could have been bad. But I don't know what I was saying, so move on.
Anyway.
So. Oh. Do you
know I'm running for student council?
Yeah, you told me. I was going to be sick.
Yeah, so they're taking 20 people.
Okay, how many overall. Did they take last year?
20. They've been taking 20 this whole time. But,
Should I take the phone part off?
Sure.
We should probably take a break soon to make sure we can both hear ourselves.
You just got to speak right there.
Okie dokie.
There we go. There, do you see that?
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you can hear me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, so they're taking 20 people in student council, right?
Right.
37 people running.
Oh, wow.
That's less than a 50-50 chance. Or yeah. Better than a 50-50 chance.
Less? Better?
Less is better? Yeah. But, yeah. So.
That's good.
Hopefully.
That'd be awesome.
And, yeah, that's going to be sick, but it costs a lot of money, actually.
Wait, really?
The jacket itself is, like, $250.
The jackets are sick, though.
I know. I wish they were, like, blue and green instead of green and blue.
Yeah, they're a little bright.
Yeah.
Or even white would be sick.
Ooh, or gray.
Ooh, gray would be
gray would be fire.
Gray and blue.
Gray and
blue.
Oh. So have you seen the Letterman jackets like that? Uh-uh. People, you can get Letterman jackets like, whoa. Sleeves are gray. The sleeves are gray, and then the main vest part is blue, and
that's
then
cool.
Green highlights. It's sick.
It's super sick.
I think all of the cheerleaders have them.
Interesting.
Indeed. Let's take a quick break.
All right.
And then come back.
All righty. It sounds good. Oh, man.
Shoot. All right. Okay, I had this thought the other day. I was driving to Water Bowl, right?
Right.
And we were talking about stuff like death for some reason. Cause,
lovely.
Yeah. We were actually talking about my goldfish that died. And then,
rest in peace, DeMarcus.
Yeah, DeMarcus died. Oh, we didn't. We don't even.
We haven't even talked about that
have
yet.
Have we? I feel like
we haven't.
We talked about DeMarcus.
We have. I think. Yeah, we definitely have.
Have we?
Yeah. So DeMarcus was found. I'll let you tell the story because it was yours.
Okay. So DeMarcus, my fish. He was goldfish. He was a very thick boy goldfish, actually. Very big boy.
Chubby wubby.
yeah. So I got him like January. 12th. No, January 9th. I don't know. I got him sometime around there, and then he died on February 12th. That's all I know. What was that?
I burped.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Then he died, so I buried him in my backyard. Oh, also, I have to rebury him because we didn't bury him deep enough because the ground was solid. And I actually buried him on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's very sad. But then we, yeah, it's fine.
I got a goldfish. Actually,
it's
a beta fish.
Get it right, Lewis.
His name's Dante.
Dante, yep.
He was DeMarcus's best friend.
He was, even though they never met each other.
Dante's acting weird, though.
Uh-oh.
He's been staying on the bottom.
I mean, that's where beta fish stay, don't they?
He kind of, like, he's really active. He kind of, like, swims around his little hut thing. But lately, I go in the morning, and he's, like, kind of sideways on the bottom.
Oh, sideways?
Like tilted, just like...
If a fish ever goes sideways, you know what you do? Put a frozen pea in the water. And it fixes them somehow. Magic. That's what my mom did. A couple years ago when I had a goldfish, his name is Sudsy. He died three times, and two of the times my mom saved him by putting a pea in his water.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
It's voodoo, I swear. But, what were we talking about? Yeah, DeMarcus died. Anywho,
we were talking about death. And
so, I've always... What... Say you get amputated, like your arm amputated. What do the doctors do with the arm?
That's a good question.
Honestly?
Okay, my guess would be they, like, grind it up. Like, they put it in, like, a big food processor.
Oh!
And then they, like...
I make
it dog food.
Dog.
No, I'm kidding.
But seriously, no. Should we look it up real quick?
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Because, like, I know people have requested to keep stuff.
What?
You can request to keep stuff.
I'm gonna keep my arm. I'm gonna. What is it called when you turn like animals into like furniture? Not furniture, but like. You kill a bear. It's just a scene. You're sitting on the bear's lap. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean.
Yeah, it starts with an F.
I think.
I have no idea. I know you can cremate. Let's just turn them into ash.
No.
That's what we did to our.
Like
our
Kyler. Auto. Kyler has like deer. You know.
Oh, stuff them.
Yeah. What was it called?
Taxidermy.
Do you taxidermy your arm?
Oh, that would be crazy. I wonder if you actually could. You'd like shake it.
Wait, no, it's just might. Hanging at your door. Yes. Oh gosh.
Oh man, we are on to stuff, dude. I swear we could be millionaires by our ideas.
Removed body parts are considered medical waste and disposed via predetermined specific methods.
But like,
so I'm guessing
they just dump them in the ocean, probably.
No, Lewis. I'm guessing
in the sewers.
I mean, can they hook them onto people like carcasses or not carcasses? What are those called?
Yeah.
Medical. What are those called?
Donor, like it's like doning.
Yeah, it's a donor. Limb. Donor body. What is it called?
Why know you? There's.
Because they train medical people. My dad had to do one.
Because it's like, yeah, like if you get your finger chopped off, they can like sew it back on if it's like within a
well,
certain
yeah,
amount of time.
Well, yeah, but like.
But like other people's arms.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Unless it's like some dude gets his arm amputated right as someone else. Well, no, because when they amputate, don't they like put their band on it so all the blood like. Right? Because they.
Oh,
they, and
yeah.
And so then the arm would be dead. And that? Then they cut it.
I mean.
So there's no nerves. Yeah. Alive nerves. I think that's what they do. So I don't know.
Speaking of arms, my shoulder. Talking about that. So recently, I've caused the first ever injury that's really prevented me from doing any sports. Mm. Other than, I mean, my nose. I wasn't in any sports at the moment. But I did something to my shoulder. I pulled it somehow. I don't know how.
It's not good.
It hurts a lot to swim. So on Monday, I had practice, and Monday, oh yeah, so it started hurting last Saturday morning. I woke up, and it was sore, like, I'm like, it's fine, it doesn't, actually, I got a bruise on it, and it was, like, a really suspicious bruise. I still have it, by the way. It's really nasty now.
That's disgusting.
But, so, I thought it was fine. I went to my second day of my water polo camp. And
wait, what? Camp?
Yeah, so I had a camp.
Oh, that's cool. Does Richard do it?
No.
Or Richard?
Richard. Eric.
What's his name?
No.
Eric. Oh.
it was this guy. He coached down in Cedar City or something, and he moved up here, so I was doing camps. He does camps all over for other stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's actually really good. He seems like a really good coach.
Interesting.
He played for, I don't remember. Anywho. So, I had a camp. It was kind of like, I don't know. It was just a camp. And, so, went to the second day of my camp. Thought it was fine. It just was hurting. So, I'm like, it's fine. It's just,
yeah,
it's
just
a little sore, you know?
That. Yeah.
And then, on Monday, I had, Lewis is struggling. Oh, my goodness gracious. Monday, I had practice, and we did, like, workouts. We did like push-ups and all that jazz.
Not fun,
really,
not fun.
Really hard on my shoulder.
Right.
And then Tuesday, it started getting worse. I'm like, my dad's a physical therapist, so I had him look at it. And he's like, it might be pulled. I'm like, oh boy. So I still went to water polo practice, and then on Wednesday we have like a swimming day. It's just all swimming, no, like, passing or anything. It sucks.
That's rough.
Yeah. So, I'm like, coach, it's pulled. But at this point, I determined it was pulled. And, Yeah, it could possibly turn into a tear, so we don't want that to happen.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Does this mean you don't have water polo games tomorrow?
I'm still going.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm talking this. So Wednesday, I still swam with one arm. One arm the entire practice.
No.
My
way.
Right arm was dead after the.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah. How would you do that? It's really awkward. Oh, my gosh. I transfer my energy. My arm just detaches, swims on.
Yeah.
Two arms and one limb. Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, but I just. It was like swimming, but like. Instead of going for the second stroke, you just go back here. You can't really go fast.
Even though I was beating circles.
Seems like no, you're just I'm still going. Wait.
Doesn't it seem like you're just like going like on the legs circles?
Right. Well, yeah, but you have to correct. You can feel pulling to the right, but goodness gracious. No, but use my arm, all that, and then Wednesday night. I went and got my arm cupped.
Oh, that's where they leave the big hickeys on it, right?
Yeah. I have polka dots all over my arm right now.
Take your hoodie off. Take your hoodie off.
Oh, you want to see?
I do really want to see.
Yeah, so I just showed
that was crazy.
My polka dots.
They're weird.
Yeah, it felt really good. And then we did have you seen the videos on TikTok where people hook those shocker things up to your
their
butts?
Not their butts, no, but I know what you're talking about cuz my dad does it. Yeah.
People, they're actually hilarious. Their butts are like all shaking. It's hilarious.
Does that help? Because I've heard amazing things about it.
It feels amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we did that. Cool. And then I had water polo on Thursday. I just showed up and sat on the side.
Lovely.
Sad. So tomorrow, I've got games in the morning. Still going to them. I'm going to be the photographer. Sitting on the bench, photographer.
That's probably fun.
Hey, it's at like 8 o'clock.
You can make it to the conference?
What time is that at?
10 to 12. 10 to 2.
Probably not. I don't really want to go to this. So,
you don't want to be alone.
You're going to be fine, Lewis. This is why you need a girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Anywho.
yeah, so... Yeah. Anything exciting happened lately?
No, not really. Just work and school. And school's been busy.
I can tell you're never around anymore. It's like you left to get the milk and never come back.
I know.
And then so you just brought like the milk today. Let's go.
Yay. Yeah.
Oh boy. One time my dad asked me to get milk, and then I completely forgot. And then I show back at home, and he's like, where's the milk?
You're like,
that's your job, Dad.
Yeah.
I came back. My job was to return.
Well, are you going to be working at the Logan River next year?
I don't know.
You definitely should.
Probably. I don't know, man. Maybe.
You definitely should.
I don't know, man.
It
maybe
was so
mornings.
Fun working.
Maybe mornings. Shift. It's just, yeah. I get paid more at the grocery store.
But you might get a raise, maybe.
Yeah. No. How about you go in?
Oh, deal.
Okay, you're recon. You go in. And
I'll
then
talk
to Jeffrey.
I was planning on talking to him on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. Because Mikkel already talked to him. And she's going to be going upstairs now.
What?
I know.
Bruh.
So I'm thinking if she goes upstairs.
Well, I feel like if we have more people upstairs, then more people can be downstairs too.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be doing like both, like what Brian did.
Oh, also, about my shoulder. So, I was thinking about this, and, you know, swimming polo sucks, right?
Mm-hmm. Awful. Tell me about it. That's why I did it for like.
Actually, I did it for a while, and I took
you
a break.
You did do it.
And I came back.
You had the record on push-ups.
I did.
And then Jaden.
That is fast.
Jaden hit 115.
No.
Yeah.
Dang it. What did I have?
I was 95.
95, yeah.
95.
The funny story. We'd be practicing water polo, and you don't touch the ground in water polo, right?
Yes, you're not allowed to. It's a turnover.
But then we were in the shorts, section.
Short section.
And it's only like 4 feet. And
shallow end. Shallow end's like, the correct terminology.
Yeah, shallow end. Shallow end.
Shallow heart. Isn't that a song, Shallow Heart? I feel like it is.
Anywho, it's like 4 feet deep. We're all like 5 feet plus. So it's like easy. So I'm just standing there. He's like, 10 push-ups. I was like, okay. 5 minutes later, 10 push-ups, 10 push-ups. All the way up to 95 push-ups that one day within like an hour.
I think it was actually 15.
15? Oh, each time.
I don't know. Maybe it was 10. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Sometimes he'd be like,
sometimes
20 push-ups.
10, sometimes 20. Oh, funny story. So, I believe it was last week. We just got done swimming. Because it was the swim day. No polo day, just swim. And it's only an hour long instead of an hour and a half polo. It's still a long time, but
yeah.
So we're supposed to be out of the pool by like 4:30. I think it's 3:30 to 4:30. Yeah, we're out of the pool by 4:30, like completely out. And these two hooligans go and go and decide to race each other, and it was like right. It was like 4:29.
Wait, race each other like
in the pool, like swimming. So
Jaden.
No.
Oh.
So they go off. They don't jump in. They just go and right. It was like we already half of us already got out, and so the girls' coach is really mean, and she's really sexist, and none of the boys like her. Mm. But then she's really nice to the girls.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's like...
It's awful. I hate it. And then she goes... She gets pissed at the boys swimming. And as soon as they get out of the water, she goes, 50 burpees now!
50?
50.
Dude.
Boys coach goes, hey, 20 burpees... Or 20 push-ups. It was so funny. Like,
oh, that's legendary.
And then she's... They're starting to do their push-ups, and then she goes, no, burpees! Like,
oh
bro,
my.
You're not even the coach.
Yeah.
She thinks she's the head coach, honestly.
Yeah. Lovely.
But, yeah. That's pretty much it for today, isn't it?
I actually have a new idea for this podcast. I was at work today, and I stuck my hand in my pocket, and I had a bunch of fortune cookies.
What?
So I'm going to...
Fortune. The fortunes.
The fortunes.
Okay.
So I have, like... At least 6 or 7 in my pocket.
Oh, should I read mine? And I have a question.
No. We're just reading one every time.
Oh. We should make a collection, though. I have some of mine.
Okay. Because I feel like I get Chinese food, like, way more often than I should. So I get, like, tons of them. And I just started the idea. Oh, and guess what? These fortune cookies have ads on
what
the back.
What the heck? Where is this from? Panda?
No. Black Pearl. No, Black... Yeah, Black Pearl.
Oh, this is bougie. Should this be the title of the episode? Should it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Read it. This one?
Sure. Or I mean, you grabbed it. Sure. No. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Hold on. Wait. Before you do that. Oh, this one was good. Actually, I like that one better.
I like this one.
Yeah. Read it.
And one of us has to come up with a story where this has been implemented in life.
Okay. It's okay. Whoever doesn't read it, so I have to come up with a thing.
Yeah, sure. And if you can't, then I will.
Okay.
If I can.
Okay.
Don't let opportunity pass you by.
Okay.
Lucky numbers. 4.
Let's go!
Hey, that's your lucky number.
It's always my number. That's my water bowl number.
10, 14, 18, 22. And what it says on the back is, like basketball, this slip may be worth 500 dollars. So, anyway. So,
how's basketball worth $500?
I think it's gambling. I think you gamble.
Like oh, bookmaker. Yeah, that's gambling. That's funny.
Okay, so read it again.
Okay.
You distracted people. They need to apply this to their stuff.
Don't let opportunity pass you by. Okay.
Why multiple, but I only say one.
I love that phrase and that voice.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Right now.
Oh, okay. With stickers. So, I saw this video on YouTube, right? It was... Well, actually, so this all started back in the summer when I started buying stickers for my car. Like, I have stickers all over. which I'm going to make new ones. I'm going to make some sweet ones. And then I started ordering stickers off of Etsy, which if you don't know, Etsy is like where people make stuff at home and then sell it. So I'm like, how are people making these at home? I'm like, start Googling, doing research on how to make stickers. And then, well, I knew my mom had this thing called a Cricut. Didn't know what that was.
Cricket. What did we just do for a Cricut? Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And so I'm like, Mom, can I make custom stickers with your Cricut? She's like, yeah, it doesn't do. Mine doesn't do that. So I'm like, oh, shoot. And so I look up which ones do. So I buy one. It's $180. Not too bad.
$180.
I have enough money, so I purchase it. And then I'm like, what else do I need? So now, at this very moment, I have over 500 stickers I need to make.
Oh, my.
Kind of ahead of myself. Which I'm making water polo stickers for our team.
Really? That? No.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Yep. I haven't gotten told what they're going to look like yet. So, yeah. But, yeah. I didn't let that opportunity pass by. And so now I'm making money from it. I've made about... Well, I've for sure made my investment back, so.
That's good.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Indeed.
Cool. Very, what a great very story cool. to end
yep.
this podcast.
Yep, very story. So.
Quote of the day.
Oh,
don't
shoot.
Let
opportunity pass you by.
Yep.
That's your new quote of the day now. Yeah. So, sick. All right. As we always end these podcasts.
Like we've said it for a long time.
A long, long, long time.
Year and a half, to be exact.
Almost a year and a half. Almost
exactly
almost
year and a half.
No shot?
No. We missed a year and a half by like...
A day?
Like 2 weeks.
No, it was
like August 22nd.
No, it was 6th.
It was August 22nd.
It's 6th. August 6th.
August 26th.
Hold on.
No, but...
No, August 6th is the YouTube channel.
August 22nd is when we...
Let's see if you're right.
And I think... But then that'd be February 22nd. So...
February 22nd?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
Let's look at this. Very first episode... Cops, cars, and riding down hills, August 24th, 2020.
24th, so we
you're
yeah
close.
We missed it by 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks,
bruh.
All right, as we always say, I can't say.
Like we always say, like we will always say, and we will forever say. Goodbye and good night.